Luka Brajkovic is making his way over to talk to us here at the table as Luka sits down. And Luka, you are Hendrick BMW High Performance Player of the Game tonight, so congratulations on that. You don't get a car or anything like that, but you get to sit with us and talk for a little while. And Luka, tonight, big second half performance for you that led to a distinct advantage for Davidson, 38-24 points in the paint. What changed in that second half? Why were you able to get some more open looks and convert?
I mean, definitely what motivated me was in the beginning, Grant Gold, number 33 of Richmond, he really killed us in the first half. So I just felt like for us to win, I have to be able to stop him, stop giving him easy looks, and just like also attack him on offense, so tiring him out so it's not as easy for him anymore.
What we've seen over the last handful of games, you and John Axel Goodmanson, who's been a tremendous leader for this team, you guys have a different sort of connection and feel for each of you. I don't know how many alley-oops he's found you on in the last couple of weeks, but you have that connection, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. So we also work on it on practice every day. So the alley-oop is definitely a play from me and him that we use a lot because he has a really good vision out of the pick and roll, and it doesn't bother him if there's a double team coming, and I'm always ready because I know I'm going to get the ball, so that definitely helps.
You've had a number of times throughout the year where you've had kind of a quiet first half. You come out and you impose your will in that second half. What is the catalyst behind that? Is it a player? Is it John? Is it coach? Is it someone on the staff?
I mean, definitely coach also tells me you have to attack more. But what's also very important is every time I have a bad first half, I'm just thinking if I don't step up, we're going to lose. And that just motivates me and just to play more aggressive after the first half.
And a long season. You closed out your freshman year playing every game. You had a wonderful year. I loved watching you as a fellow big man, a crafty big man. What was one thing that you really learned throughout this long season?
So what I really improved on was my defense. Back in Austria, like I didn't really have to play the physical defense. Yeah. The next thing is like the post-ups, like getting the ball low, demanding it. And definitely my whole defensive game changed because the big guys here are so physical, and definitely the physicality improved a lot there, I think.
Now, Luka, coach always stresses joy. You're a guy that I always notice has a smile on your face. Where does all that joy come from as you play the game of basketball?
I mean, like, it started because I just, like, love playing basketball. It's really fun with friends on the court, you know, messing around a little bit. And I don't want any changes, you know, because, like, I don't want basketball to be something that I have to do. I just want to have fun.
And finally, this might be the most important question of this interview. I've heard you talk about cookies on the flights, on the bus, and some restaurants. Have your top restaurants or cookies changed since the beginning of the year, and what are they?
Yeah, so there have been a couple new restaurants. So me and Dusan actually found a Serbian restaurant in Charlotte. It's called Eurogrill, and they have cevapcici and all this stuff. So that's the new go-to restaurant, actually, because we go there a lot. It's just nice Serbian food, Serbian people. And it's definitely cool, but like definitely Chipotle is still up there.
I was just going to ask if it bumped Chipotle
out of the top spot.
It so
didn't
I guess
bump it
did.
Out of the spot. No, it's still there. And like my number three or even my number two, I would say, is New York Bagels in Davidson.
Okay, all good selections. Well, Luka, congratulations tonight. Best of luck going into the tournament next week. Big performance, big win here on the road in Richmond.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Luka Brajkovic, our Hendrick BMW, North Lake Player of the Game.